Hi, everybody, and welcome back to the Life Bites Radio Show, where entertainment meets life. We are discussing how you can reinvent yourself. One other tip I'm going to give you, last tip, is make sure you get support. I can't tell you how much, if you're looking to make a change, if you're looking to reinvent yourself, that you do need that support around you, whether it's in books, coaches, films, like we're going to talk about just now. One of the things I said on Facebook was, you know, what a wonderful thing to reinvent, and it's called peace. And I'd like to introduce my next guest. His name is John Viscount. He's the writer and producer of the film short called Admissions, and welcome to the show.
Much for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, John, you know, it's interesting. For about 6 or 8 months now, probably since last spring, I've been hearing about this movie. And I have to say, I had a chance this week to actually watch it on iTunes, and it's available. And I rarely say this. It is a must-see for everybody. I don't think I've ever said it, for everybody on this planet.
That's very kind of you to say that.
Well, tell us a little bit about what Admissions is about.
Well, it works on multiple levels, but I guess on the most salient level, it's about the Middle East conflict, about what's going on between the Palestinians and the Israelis. But on another level, it works just as a psychological study and how it looks at how we create our own heavens and hell just within our own mind with every decision we make. So it kind of works on two different levels.
How did it come about? Because it's an interesting idea, and it's simple but profound.
Well, I actually wrote it as a response to 9/11. Right after that event happened, I was just very concerned with the state of the world. It kind of seemed like it was a hornet's nest that had been hit by a stick, and so I kind of wanted to put out a different interpretation of life and human events, which would more readily lead to forgiveness. And that essential teaching is that the ones who find it hardest to love and the ones who are struggling the most need love the most. So that's really the core teaching of the film.
Wow, wow. So it is now available on iTunes as well, right?
That's correct.
And we're
also Amazon.
And Amazon as well. You know, one of the things that it's a short film. Now, are you going to expand this film as well?
Did you say, are we going to expand it?
Yeah, are you going to expand it to a full length? Because I could also see it becoming actually a featured film.
Well, no, I think this is probably a self-contained unit.
It
works kind of well as a short film because these are some pretty heavy teachings. And
yep.
You don't want to pound people over the head too much. You kind of get in, get out pretty quickly. But we have other films in the works. The main thing we work on is the type of content that elevates as it entertains. So we have other things in the work which will maybe not deal with this specific issue or this specific teaching, but it'll deal with other things, hopefully.
Well, you know, John, I find this very interesting that you said this short, and sometimes with some of these films that have a really strong message, they are 2 hours of this message, and it is overwhelming for people. And I love the fact that it is a 20-minute film.
Yeah, I think if you really want to communicate with people, you need to consider their heart and mind and what they're really willing to accept. And this takes you into some pretty deep territory pretty quickly, so we didn't want to belabor the point too much. And the thing that's beautiful about the short film medium is that you really got to get to the point quickly. And I think it's kind of a bit of a lost art form, and we really hope to be one of quite a few filmmakers that want to bring the art form back. So I think it's a very effective way to put teachings across and to create modern parables in a form that people are ready to accept.
I couldn't agree with you more. There was a quote, and I don't know if I'm quoting it exact, but he says that if you're wishing hell on another person, you'll be in hell yourself. Wow. I mean, that is a profound statement. You will be in prison by that hell.
Yes, for sure. And really, you know, everything that happens in the world is almost irrelevant on a certain level because the main thing you need to really take control of is your own mind. When you take control of your own mind, you can actually create peace in your own mind, and then you're much more of a positive offering to the universe. So that's ultimately is the deepest message I would like people to take away from this. You can remove all the theology and all the geopolitical stuff and just take it into your own heart and mind and just see if you can look at everyone in a more forgiving, compassionate light, you can have a much joyful trip through this world. And also, you're going to be filled with a world of people that you love because you're not holding on to grievances. And I think that's a really core teaching in this film.
Well, it was interesting this morning. Before the radio show, I had turned on the morning show, the Good Morning America. They're talking about Israel, and they're talking about, you know, this very thing that is very timely right now in terms of the world, right?
Right.
Is this also being shown all over the world, not just here in the United States?
Well, we just finished years. It is. But we just finished our festival tour, and it's been in quite a few different countries, but we're definitely looking to expand its reach in any way we can. You know, the main reason we made this film was to get the message out, and thankfully people seem to be embracing it and wanting to share it with their friends. And we're also setting up a college tour. Our producer, Gavin Bierman, is working on that right now, so we can go through college and even potentially in the future to work with high schools, too, because I don't think that these type of teachings could hit people too young of age unless you went when they're very young. And I know when I was growing up, no one really talked to me in my high school education about compassion and forgiveness, and I think that could be very worthwhile to get that into people's minds at a young age.
Well, it's a new paradigm, and I wanted to wait for this segment to talk about reinventing yourself in terms of reinventing, you know, at the end of the movie, you talk about, you know, there's a Department of War, but there is yet to be a Department of Peace.
Yeah, the neat thing about this film was we decided while we were making it that we wanted to dedicate it to a good cause, and I felt that the place that we actually dedicate to is called the Global Alliance for Ministries and Infrastructures of Peace, and they're actually creating structural change in governments which will promote peace. Now, potentially down the road they may become big bureaucracies, but I just thought that would really be neat if kids growing up all over the world could say, when I grow up, I want to work for the Department of Peace. And that's the counterbalance to the Department of Wars that are all over in every single country.
Love your message. Anything we can do to support it?
Well, you can just tell people to go to our website, admissionsfilm.com, and you can learn more about the film. You can see the trailer. And if they want to purchase it, they can go to iTunes or Amazon. And the great thing about the iTunes is that you can send this film anywhere. I mean, to the countries that were actually being featured in. It's not all the countries yet, but certainly anywhere in America, you can send this film out for, you know, $1.99 download. And if you have a friend or a family member who's having a problem with forgiveness or grievances, they can see this film, and sometimes it can be a paradigm shifter for people. And that's kind of what was our intention, to get it out to people, just to help them be happier and find more peace in this life.
Oh, thank you so much. A much-needed message. The film is called Admissions. It's a short film, admissionsthefilm.com. Thank you so much, John, for being on the show today.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right. You're listening to Life Bites Radio, and we'll be back with our closing moments.